Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and welcome to the Chrissy Blaze Horoscope Show. Chrissy, how are things in California?
Oh, they're very good here, Jerry. I must say, with 85 degrees temperatures, how can we complain?
Well, that's better than what it is here. The temperature, however, wasn't that bad. It was near 70.
Oh, that's nice.
And the sun was shining. Let's talk about April coming up here. You have a newsletter that you put out, and you do general horoscopes, and you also, I understand that you do regular horoscopes for people on a fee basis too, right?
I do that, yes. I do personal consultations, which I put on CD or a cassette. Most people have CD now. I also do a horoscope column for a couple of magazines, and of course I do your horoscope show.
And yeah, on my you're a busy person.
Yeah, on my website I have an in-depth monthly horoscope section. But what I thought I'd do now is, instead of the in-depth ones, I just do a quick taste of what's coming up in April.
For each sign?
For each sign, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what sign will we start with?
Well, we start with Aries. That's my sign, but it's not the reason. It's because it's the first one.
Are you sure it's not the reason?
No, honestly, it's not the reason.
Okay. I was married to an Aries once, so... tell me what's
they say
in
once,
store for Aries.
Once is enough, right?
Well, bless her heart, she's gone on. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'm married to an Aries too, actually. So.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we stick together.
Is that compatible to Aries? I imagine it is.
Yeah, the only ones that really understand us, you know.
No, yeah, right.
Just kidding. So I will zip through. We're actually in the sign of Aries now. April is kind of good news for Aries. It's a very busy month. There's three planets in the sign of Aries. So what this means for Aries and everybody else too is that it's going to be a busy month. And it's a very good time for all the signs, actually, especially Aries, to begin new things, especially around the time of the new moon on April the 5th, because the new moon is in Aries. And so if you're thinking, anyone out there is thinking to start something new, a new business, a new project, then around the time of April the 5th is a very good time.
Interesting.
But for Aries especially, with Venus entering your sign on the 6th, it's a good time to try a different look, to be assertive, and you'll be sort of even more charming and magnetic than usual around this time, and people will smile upon you. But, you know, good things don't last forever, and it's best to be careful around April the 10th. It's a bit of a difficult time as far as being misunderstood is concerned, and Aries know all about that. But between April the 17th and the 20th is a very good time for finances. So that's Aries.
You mean not to eat?
Pardon?
What did you say, a good time for famine?
A good time for finances.
Oh, okay.
It's a good time for your finances to get strengthened.
You have me...
Yes, my accent.
Have me going here for a minute.
It's just my accent.
Okay, what's the next sign after Aries?
Taurus. This is a good time for planning, April. You feel you're not quite ready to act on something yet. There's more preparation to do. And you want to sort of reflect on things before you actually start things, even though I said previously a good time to start is around the time of April the 5th. But for Taurus, you need to spend a little bit more time on it. You can be a little bit stubborn by nature, and you're not inclined to forgive and forget. But now, in April, it's up to you to be prepared to make the peace, or what is a small disagreement could turn into a full-scale war if you don't do that. So I would advise you to use your charm, which you have a lot of, and others will come round to your way of thinking if you do that.
In other words, don't be too confrontational.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then the next sign.
Gemini. Is a mercurial, it's a mercury ruled air sign, so because of that they love ideas, projects, discussion, this type of thing. Sometimes though you can waste time with endless projects and ideas that seem to go nowhere, and as April begins you have to watch out for that and watch out for spreading yourself too thin, because that can happen. But from April the 17th is a great time to work on your ideas, and the best days in April for you are April the 16th to the 18th with a Mercury Sun connection. What that means is that is an excellent time to iron out any difficulties in your life and bring about solutions. So after that's Cancer, the wonderful sign of Cancer. The month begins on a high stress note, I have to say. Life seems to be pushing you along faster than you want. You hate to be pushed, Cancers out there. And you like things to move slowly, one sideways step at a time. Remember, Cancer is ruled by the crab. And you kind of feel as if you're in the middle of a storm and you're holding on grimly while the wind lashes around you. But don't worry, it's not as bad as you might think. So what should you do? Well, I would say tread carefully, but don't do nothing. What you should do is seek counsel from wise friends or family members, people you can trust. And it could be that you're meant to move on from something or someone, and the winds of change are trying to blow you on, despite your resistance. So watch out for opportunities that come out of the blue.
So the Cancer sign, they don't like rapid change, huh?
No, they don't. They like to be in control, and they like to do things, slowly, one step at a time. What sign are you again, Jerry?
I'm Sagittarius.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We'll get to that in a little bit, I'm sure. I imagine what's next, Leo?
Yeah, Leo. Oh, you're good. Leos, expect the unexpected during the first 10 days of April, with Jupiter and Uranus traveling happily together, triggering unexpected events and situations related to your everyday work and any shared resources that you have, like things that you share with your spouse or a partner, this type of thing. Several things could be happening in April. You might find that your responsibilities increase, and yet at the same time, you are receiving unexpected help from other people, so that's good. April the 19th to the 21st, the sun enters Taurus around this time, and there's also a full moon coming up on the 20th. What does this mean for you? Well, you may seem to be at peace in the public eye, but strong feelings are brewing inside that could boil over. And there's a bit of a tug of war going on between your career and your home life. And one solution might be that you decide to work from home or something like that. But towards the end of the month is a playful, romantic time. And if you're single, this could be a good time for romance.
Aha. Yeah. Okay, and then after Leo.
Virgo. After a long dose of hard work and some possible power struggles at the beginning of April, the rest of the month indicates a rather pleasant time. But
tough beginning, though, huh?
Yeah, around April the 2nd especially. But it's not time to just sit back and do nothing. Not that Virgos ever do that. It's a good time to deal with things like, and it seems obvious to say this, with your taxes, with finances, this type of thing, the first half of the month. The new moon in Aries that I talked about earlier on April the 5th indicates some good fortune around the time of finances. Perhaps you get a nice tax rebate or something. But April the 17th, you might start to think about holidays, vacations. And if you're thinking of one, it's a very good time to plan around the 17th of April. If you're single, an important relationship could be on the cards, second half of April. And there could be a partnership coming up, either a romantic one or a business partnership. Certainly you're dealing with someone on a close connection going on there.
Well, it's not too bad. If they get past the second, they got it made.
Yeah, just got to get past those first 2 days.
Be a good day to sleep all day.
Yeah, that's right.
What's next?
Libra. Well, you probably know that Libra is regarded as the sign of relationships, and it's true that Librans can be excellent at establishing relationships and finding common ground and mediating, but strangely enough, they're often shy of long-term commitments. But I will say that relationships are on your mind, Libra, in April, and there are opportunities around the time of the new moon for important relationships. But as well as this, this is also a breakthrough month with the public. So if you are in a position where you deal with the public, like, for example, if you work in sales or customer service or something like that, or as Jerry does in the media, you could now have spectacular results.
Well, it's too bad I'm not a Libra.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're getting on to Sagittarius soon, so.
Yeah, now we're talking about Scorpios next, I take it.
Yes. April begins with Scorpio's ruler, which is the planet Pluto. Not that, mind you, astronomers say it's not a planet now, but astrologers still regard it as very important. It's going retrograde on April the 2nd. So what does that mean? Well, what it means for Scorpio is that there is the possibility of power struggles. Also, if they're involved in any plans for change, such as a new job or relocation, this may have to be rethought out and adjustments made. What was previously thought to be a smooth change or an easy fix has some more subtle layers that need to be addressed before any major changes can take place and before projects can move forward. So although there may be some adjustments to be made in Scorpio's life in April, in the long term, these changes are for the better, and so they should be open to them when they come.
Just something to pay attention to. Take care of details.
Yeah, you're summing it up in a few words there, Jerry. Yeah, and also be open to a new job opportunity. Now we're coming on to the really important sign, that's Sagittarius.
Isn't well,
that
of
right?
course.
Isn't that right? Jerry?
That's me.
The new moon, again, features strongly in the sign of Sagittarius on April the 5th, and it could bring new people into your life. Creatively, if you have had an idea, Jerry, or all Sagittarians, for like a book or a manuscript or a project to do with the radio or anything creative languishing in the back of your mind somewhere, now is the time to take it out, dust it off, and promote it. So remember that, April the 5th.
April 5th.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
Okay, and as well as that, as well as new opportunities for creativity, it's also a romantic time. And if you are single, you can find new romance around this time.
The rest of the month, pretty smooth sailing?
You may be traveling with someone after April the 6th. It's a good time also, this is good for you, Jerry, it's a good time for communication. So,
maybe people will understand what I'm putting out these days.
Yeah, you can really promote that. But there may be something that comes up from the past, such as a long-lost friend or even like a precious memory of a person that you remember, or someone you think you recognize, or something you think you recognize from the past, or even, if you believe in this, from a past life.
Okay.
So Sagittarius, we're going on to Capricorn. Just three more. Capricorns, again, like Virgos, have been very busy. But believe me, April is going to be even busier, especially with regards to your home. There's a lot going on here with people coming and going, jobs to do around the home. It might be that you're planning redecoration or improvements, which require quite a bit of upheaval, but the end result will be worth the effort. It's also a good time to decorate or even add an addition to your home. And also, as well as being a good time for the home, it's also a good time to spend on spiritual practices, things like meditation, prayer, reflection, and all these types of activities that help you to refresh yourself and strengthen yourself.
Well, Chrissy Blaze, we've got a couple of more to go.
Okay,
here.
Aquarius, a fire is being lit in your life in April. There's no time to rest. It's kind of a busy month for everybody, actually, Jerry. And there's no time to unwind. It's all go, go, go for Aquarians especially, but they will enjoy it. April the 2nd, that's this pivotal day that keeps coming up, right?
Mercury, yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Mercury is entering Aries, and it affects you because it's in Aquarius. It's in the Aquarius house of communication and travel, and it just means that you'll be running a lot of errands, chatting to people more than usual, making plans. If you're a writer, this is a really great time to get some work done, and short trips, that kind of thing.
And finally
Pisces, money and finances are the focus. It's a good time to seek new and perhaps even unusual ways of making money, especially around the time of the new moon. You feel excited about an opportunity that comes your way, but be careful that it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, because if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. But overall, the planets are aligned to help bring more abundance into the life of Pisces.
Well, Chrissy, we've covered the general signs. We're going to get specific when we come back from the break.
Okay.
A lot of people have contacted us, want to know about specific questions, and we'll get to that part of the show next.
Okay.
So don't go away.
Okay.
We're going to go to the commercial with a little bit of April Love. Probably people remember this song by Pat Boone.
Very young, every star's a wishing star that shines for you. April love is all the seven wonders.
The Elvis Presley Store. Collector's item thought to be extinct until recently. Now, all 13 hours of this famous worldwide radio broadcast series, produced in the 70s by rock and roll legend Ron Jacobs from Watermark Productions and heard around the world and hosted by Wink Martindale, is now available on CD. Hear the complete story, from the cradle to the grave, Elvis Presley. He was truly the king of rock and roll. The Elvis Presley Story is a collector's item with all of the music and the people who made Elvis the king of rock and roll. Order now. Limited time discount price, $39.95 plus $5.95 shipping. Don't miss the Elvis Presley Story, available to you exclusively through this radio offer. Order now the Elvis Presley Story. Hurry, supply is limited. Chrissy, this is our favorite part of the horoscope show. When we get to the people who listen to the show and correspond with us, we have several emails, I know.
Yes, that's right. It's great when people write in and with their questions. So,
and people, if you're listening and you'd like to be on one of the future horoscope shows, which come up every couple of 3 weeks, simply send it to Chrissy, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E, at jerrypippin.com. And we'll make a phone call or two as well, but let's get to some of the emails. Cynthia, what's her last name? Quint?
Quint, yeah. Yeah, Cynthia Quint. Yeah,
and she lives up by Sacramento someplace, and she was on our show earlier.
Yes, she was.
Remember her? She was talking about her son, missing her son.
I do.
Her son was gone.
I do.
Now she's asking a question about romance.
That's right.
I think.
She is,
if
indeed.
If I remember correctly.
She's an Aquarian lady, and she has her moon in Gemini. She's a lady who likes to think a lot, and she's thinking at the moment about her love life. So my answer to that is no. There's nothing on the horizon right now.
Wow!
Because
you're bearing a bad news, there, Chrissy.
It's not bad news. It's good news. You know, we all want this and this and this from the external. But the thing is, at the moment, what Cynthia needs to be doing is to be working on herself, because she's not yet at a point where she's ready for a relationship. And
well, she has some financial problems, too, if I remember correctly, with her house mortgage and things. So I'm sure it's a very traumatic time for
it
her.
It is. There's stuff to sort out. But I will say that 2009 is looking much, much better. And if she can sort that out, and if she can kind of really work on what she wants, because looking at her chart, I don't believe she really knows what she wants. She thinks she wants a relationship, but what kind of relationship? And she's not kind of there yet. And I think the relationship comes into our life usually when we're kind of ready for them, you know, and it's like she's not quite ready for it. And so I think 2009 is looking much better for relationships in general. So there could be a little bit of loneliness, but she can make it into a positive time when she thinks about what she really wants in life and sorts out more about her son and her finances, and it's that type of time, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not anti-relationships or anything, but sometimes you're really better off maybe not getting involved.
Yeah, she needs some space. She needs some space to get into a better place, and she will be by the end of this year. If she does some good positive work and clearing up things from the past, which still needs to be cleared up, and we talked about that last time, then by the end of this year she'll be in a much, much better place. So that would be my advice.
You know, when we talk about astrology, at least me, as a layman, I'm not an astrologer, romance, I was thinking about this earlier. That was when I was in high school, we used to, find out what girls' signs were, that's...
Oh, did you?
The old single bars joke, what's your sign, baby,
Oh, did you? Is that your pickup line, Jerry?
Yeah, I was born under a sign. I think it was a pawn shop. But
oh, that's funny.
There's other things that astrology can do for you besides just helping you with your romantic life, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's like a blueprint for everything we can achieve in life. And, we often don't really find out what our talents are until we're older. And yet, if you have someone's chart, you can see right from birth what their talents are, the kind of scrapes they're going to get into, and the kind of opportunities they should go for. Because how many of us make false starts? I know I did. And so it's a wonderful thing. And all you need is this birth chart, and it can tell you so much.
You have a book about that.
Actually, that's a good lead-in, isn't it, Jerry? Yeah. I do, and that's the reason I wrote the book, How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps, because I know when you look at your horoscope, it's such a complicated thing. It puts you off, and you think, well, I can never learn this. And so I try to decipher it, because like anything else, astrology has jargon, right? And we just need to learn the jargon. And actually, the 5 steps are looking at the chart as a whole, learning what that means, looking at the planets and their meanings, looking at the signs, looking at the houses. And the houses represent different areas of your life. For example, one house is relationships, one is career, and so on. So looking at the houses and then how the planets react with each other, and then finally looking at the whole thing. So that's it, really. That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, I was looking at a couple of books here by Chrissy Blaze called About Mercury Retrograde, and that's passed for right now, but it'll be back.
Yeah, we're safe at the moment. It's back in May, but we're okay right now.
Those books are available as well. You've really done a bang-up job in writing quite a few books here this year.
Yeah, I've written 4 coming out this year, 2 more later.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
It's been crazy.
Don't you have some sort of seminar there in Hollywood this month?
Actually, there's one in London.
In London?
In May.
Okay, in May.
And actually, okay. I'm glad you brought that up, Jerry. It's the Festival for Mind, Body, and Spirit in London.
Uh-huh.
And I'm giving a 4-hour workshop. I know some of your listeners are in London, aren't they, Jerry? Or in England?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, we have lots of people in the United Kingdom that listen to us.
I thought you would, yeah.
In fact, we have, I think, an email from somebody in England.
Oh, yes, we do.
Later on.
And I'm doing a 4-hour workshop on that very subject, how to read your own horoscope. And if anyone books for it, and you can book now by going to the Festival for Mind, I think it's festivalformbs.co.uk. I think that's the website. And if
do you have a link to it on your website, chrissyblaze.com?
I will, but my website is under construction right now, and I will in a few days, hopefully.
Well, we'll try to remember to put one up on... your section here at jerrypippin.com.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that's good.
So you'll be in England in May.
Yeah, I'm giving this workshop in London on the 24th, I think it is. It's a Saturday in May. And if anyone is thinking of booking for that workshop, then let me know, send me an email, and I will put them in a draw, and I'm giving away 2 free books, basically, so for people who've booked at this workshop.
You have any more emails? We're going to call a guy named Rick here up in Montana someplace in a minute.
Okay, yeah, there's
a... talk to him, but I think you have a few more emails. Maybe we need to do a couple more of those first.
Yeah, do you have a D. Michaels? Was born
in Athens,
Greece. I think you have that one. D. Michaels.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
Good, because I don't think I do.
Is D a man's name or a woman's name? I'm sorry, I don't know. Do you know, Jerry?
I don't know.
No, it's a D-E-E. So forgive me.
It's probably a woman, but it could be a man.
Okay, well, thanks, Jerry, for that useful information.
It's one or the other, more than likely.
More than likely, one or the other, right? Well, thank you. See, I don't like to say he or she and upset them, but nowhere in the email does it say, want to know about changes in his or her love life and personal life that might be coming up. Actually, I will say, this is a very positive one, because there are going to be lots of changes this year coming up. And the thing I want to say to Dee is, get out and about. This is a very, very social time you're in. It's time to, when you get invited to that dinner party or invited to that, even if it's a work meeting, just keep saying yes, 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 yes. Because one thing will lead to another. Is you'll make new friends this year. There's a possibility of romance this year. There's a lot of stuff going on. But the thing is, you've got to keep going out and about. And there's a tendency, I think, you'll feel to like stay home and not want to do it. And if you do that, then you're going to lose the benefit of this wonderful transits that are going on. Does that make sense?
So Dee needs to get out amongst them.
Yes, learn as
much
as you can,
here in Oklahoma.
Talk to people, communicate with people. It's a wonderful time for doing that, getting to know new people. New people are definitely
coming. Did you say Dee is from Greece?
Dee was born in Athens, but I think Dee is not living there right now, but was born there. So
I was in Laughlin recently at the UFO Congress and met quite a few people from Greece.
Oh, really?
In fact, I met quite a few people from around the world.
It's one place I've always wanted to go, I must say.
Well, it's a cradle of civilization, they say,
yes.
Athens.
And so I'd like to know if Dee was living there now, but there's no indication. So.
Okay.
But this is definitely a year for meeting new friends and new romance. And so yes, 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 out and about, talk to people, meet people. And even if you don't feel like it, you may be feeling a little bit emotional this year. And try and sort of rise above that. Try and sort of be philosophical about things.
You know, I've found out over the years, especially in this business that I'm in, where you do a lot of personal appearances, and you may have the same thing happen to you. Sometimes you just don't really feel like getting out there, but you do because you're already committed. And when you get there, you enjoy yourself more than you did sometimes when you were looking forward to it. Am I making sense?
Oh, absolutely know what you mean, Jerry. I absolutely know what you mean. That happens to me all the time, because to me, like, whether I'm giving a lecture or something, it's kind of like I kind of dread it in one way, because it's, you know, it's hard work.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, especially when I was doing entertaining as a comedian.
Yes.
I would, you know, really try to get all these bookings, and then I get them, and then just before you do them, you begin to go, well, why am I doing this?
Exactly what you mean, Jerry. So Dee might be feeling
But then you do it, and it's successful, and you feel really good, and you meet people, and it goes on and on and on. So, I mean, I think there's something to a little discipline. Well, we're going to do this, instead of just sloughing it off.
Absolutely, and that's a very good thing that you brought that up, because discipline is a key, actually, for Dee, because there's a part of her, and I think it is a her, where she doesn't always feel like doing it, and you know, so yes, that is a kind of key for her, especially this year, because she won't always feel like doing it. So just get out there and do it, and you'll be glad you did, Dee, because lots of things are going to come up and lots of new beginnings for you.
And if you keep your eyes and mind open, sometimes people show up in your life of opportunity. And a lot of people I notice, I'm a big people watcher. It's my business, I think, you know, to appeal to people. So I watch them. Sometimes people just miss really obvious cues from other people about business relationships, personal relationships, chances to do things that they'd like to do, but they just kind of, it goes right by them, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's...
You got to stay attuned, I guess.
That's another good point for Dee, actually, isn't it, Jerry? To keep alert to opportunities. That's really something to say to you this year. Is, you know, go out and about and meet people. But as Jerry says, keep alert to the opportunities, because they will come. Like, one thing will lead to another. Somebody will say something to you, and don't just slough it off. Take note of it and follow through. And if you do that, it's going to be a spectacular year.
Chrissy at jerrypippin.com. You need to send us basically where you were born, correct? And the time.
And the place. And the question. Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
And the question can be anything, I think. Mostly it's questions about romance or money or opportunity or career.
Yes, it is.
Don't you think?
It is, yeah. They're the things that people, you know, I wish it was more, you know, what's my sort of spiritual destiny, or, you know, what should I really be doing in this life? But generally the things that trip us up are the sort of shortage of money and the shortage of romance and, you know.
Well, and I think the reason that happens is we all are out there every day in a daily struggle, regardless of what country you're in or what you're doing. There are battles that you have to fight for survival.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it wears you down.
It does, yes, it does. That's true.
Christy Blaze, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to talk to somebody on the phone about their horoscope. I think the fellow lives up in Montana, if I remember correctly. Don't go away, folks. The Christy Blaze Horoscope Show will continue after this word. I would like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a vacation idea for this summer, or really any time, that is unique, different, and affordable. I'm talking about a tour of the Grand Canyon in a van with Marvelous Marv, the world-famous tour guide. Marvelous Marv has lived in the Grand Canyon area for well over 2 decades, and he will show you things that no other tour guide will, and all the while fill you in on the history and the mystery of the giant canyon itself. When you go on a tour with Marv, you get to see the best viewpoints and the best exhibits. He knows this canyon. He knows this area of Arizona. Now, on this page, there's a banner you can click on, and it will take you to Marv's website, where you can get all the answers about Marv and his Grand Canyon tour. This is a vacation you will treasure forever. Check it out, won't you? Marvelous Marv's Grand Canyon Tours.
Hello.
Yes?
Is that Rick?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, this is Christy Blaze. I think Jerry just called you, right? Have you spoken to Jerry?
Yes, this is Rick, and I think he's in Montana, right?
Yes.
Okay, Rick, we have an email from you, and you sent your date of birth.
I have your chart in front of me, Rick, and you probably know you have the sun in Pisces and moon in Capricorn and Capricorn rising and various other things.
Is that good?
That's just brilliant. Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good. But your specific question, do you mind if I just repeat that on the air?
No, go right ahead. That's fine.
You're wanting to know if you're going to be coming some money soon, and apparently you're asking whether that's from a source in network TV for a show that you helped to create.
I take it that Rick is probably a writer.
I'm a writer. I'm writing a series of books right now, and what I'm trying to do, let me clarify this, is that I'm trying to pitch my series idea to either to a network or to a movie production company, and I want to know whether or not that's going to be fruitful or successful. If not, what should I do?
Rick, do you have any leads already? Have you already pitched it to somebody, or are you just thinking about it?
Initially you have to get a literary agent in order to be seriously considered by a...
Yeah, they want that release form. They want a little protection.
Correct. And they won't touch the manuscript or any part of the idea without getting it pitched by a literary agent. You can't just...
Well, Chrissy, I found finding a literary agent or a theatrical agent sometimes is tougher than getting a job.
Yeah, it's the same in the publishing world, too.
Yeah.
Most publishing companies want an agent, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're asking whether this is the time when you should go for it and you can actually make some money from that?
Yeah.
Will you be successful? Actually, this is the time. This is the time, and in fact, between now and December really is the best time to be doing that, to be really working hard at doing that. And actually, do you work with someone? Like, do you have a business partner? Actually, the agent could be the partner, because a partner is featured in your chart as someone. You need to get someone you're working with, so it could be the agent. But it's going to take some work. You're not quite there yet. So be prepared to do the groundwork. There's groundwork involved. There's like, when I first got my literary agent, I had to write quite a lot of letters, like 50 letters, before I got the right one. And I think you're going to have to put the groundwork in. But if you do, then this is a lot of success could come your way, and money too this year. This is a kind of a money vibration that you're under. Money's going to go out, but money's going to come in. And by the end of the year, you'll have more money in than out, if you know what I mean. So
well, that's good.
A good time, but you're going to have to work. So it's not just going to happen, you know. There's more work to be done.
Well, I agree with that, and I'm trying to do that right now, but the only problem I'm having is that I'm getting over and over and over again rejection.
Yeah, you will. But you'll get the breakthrough. The breakthrough is going to come. Where are we now? March.
You know, you basically, in this business of writing, Christy's a writer, so she can back me up on that, or in the theatrical angle, which I'm more familiar with, but you just keep throwing it up against the wall till something sticks.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't get disgusted. Because it, just the next person may be the person.
I think I had...
And just because 9 people have said no doesn't mean the 10th won't say yes. That doesn't mean you should listen to the 9 who said no. They may have some good points on why they said no. Don't you agree,
absolutely.
Chris?
And is this your first thing, Rick? Is it the first thing, or have you done other stuff before? Because getting the first thing accepted is the hardest, yeah.
I'm a scientific researcher myself, and I've gotten some accolades for the work I've done writing papers on quantum physics and gravity. So I've done that before.
Right.
But and I've also done acting, and I've also been trained as a comedian. So
interesting.
we'll get the snare drum out, and we'll let Rick tell a few jokes.
This really is a successful time you're in, though, Rick, I have to say. It's a successful time, and it's very good for money, it's very good for success, for going out there and really making things happen. So it really is the time.
Well,
I believe you're gonna make a breakthrough.
Rick, did you ask something about being in danger?
Yeah, that's true. Why did you ask that?
I mean, is it a danger from the audience that'll lynch you because the jokes aren't funny? Or?
Well, that could be so... No, I was involved in a conference recently where one of the conference attendees asked me to do a...
Okay, so you think that you might have run across somebody that's not necessarily on the up and up, and you rejecting them may put you in danger?
Correct.
Do you get anything like that, Anise?
I'm just looking at the House of Enemies. I'm just looking at that for a second.
Well, that's a House of what?
I'm sorry. We have a house of enemies in our
chart. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's actually the house of relationships.
Mine's probably
too,
really
but
full.
It's,
no, I don't have any enemies. I'm a nice guy.
I don't. Yeah. Pluto's. I don't see any difficulties in that respect. Though you always have to be a little bit careful because you've got kind of a difficult moon in your chart. So it's like you have to tread carefully because sometimes you just. You tread on toes a bit.
It may not be nefarious. It may be just an act of nature that Rick needs to be careful.
Yeah, but there's nothing, I don't see anything drastic, so you don't need to worry about that. You need to worry about getting all your success this year because it really is out for there for you to get, but you're not there yet. And you need to link up with a partner. You need to get that agent. It is important for you. Or a partner, like
a partner of some sort.
Or something, yeah. Right. That's kind of featured.
And I'm working on that now, and I have another question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I met a girl at this conference who, you know, says she likes me and all, but I want to know, is she the one that I'm going to be with?
Does he have a serious relationship coming up in his chart?
Well, it's kind of difficult for me to say if she's the one without knowing her details, you know.
Yeah.
But when people ask me that, I'm always suspicious because, like, if they got to ask me, then it obviously isn't the one, right? But,
Rick may have some doubts about her.
Yeah, the second half of the year, it would be a good year. It's kind of good for serious relationships, even marriage. But I don't know if she's the one.
Wow.
You know? There's possibility. What do you feel, Rick? I mean, do you feel she's the one? You tell me.
And we've had kind of, we just met and it was like an automatic instant chemistry
It wouldn't surprise me if something happened before the end of this year, actually.
Aha, Rick.
And if it.
And I dreamt about her before. 4 years before I ever met her. And when I met her, it was like I already knew her.
Wow.
Already, you know, and we have a kind of chemistry going, and she's wanting to take it slow. She's an actress and all, and she's wanting to take it slow, but she's the one who started using terms like our relationship.
All Rick, you're going to have a good year, I can tell already from
I
all of
so,
this.
Yeah.
So we wish you a lot of luck.
And I have one last question pertaining to the scientific endeavor that I have been working on in the form of quantum gravity physics. Am I going anywhere with that?
Well, that's a kind of a... Going where? I mean, do you...
Do you see me doing anything with that, or will I have a change of...
Well, I think she sees success. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I isolate it to what it is.
I want to say something to you, Rick. You're a very spiritual. You have your spiritual life will grow and flourish as you get older. And if there's a connection between quantum physics and spirituality, which I think there is, right? Then I think then and you will take it further. Yeah. If you're using it to, I don't know. I'm not making sense here, but if it's something that's going to further people's interest in spirituality, then I think that's a good thing and it's something you will take further. But if it's just like an intellectual stimulation, I don't think... You have to really feel something and that it is important.
Well, you are correct that I am very spiritual and I've, you know, I try to be very much, you know, that way in my life. And the reason why I even got involved in this type of research in the first place was so I could help mankind out.
Oh, yeah, well, go for it. I think, yeah, I'm getting the shivers now, so I think you have to keep on with that, yeah, definitely. And maybe you could weave it into your writing, too. You know?
Well, I think you should.
On my sequel I'm writing, it deals with the Philadelphia experiment and the aftermath.
Oh, wow, sounds great. Well, let us know how it goes. That sounds great.
Okay, Rick.
Let us know when you get your contract.
Let us know, and
I don't have your email, but I'll let Jerry know, and then I'll let you know if that.
It's Chrissy at jerrypippin.com. Chrissie.
Okay, got it. I remember now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck, Rick. Yeah. Good luck with everything.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Sounds good.
God bless you guys.
God bless.
Okay, we'll talk to you later. Okay, Chrissy.
Hi, Rick's on a roll, I think.
Yeah.
And always.
Do we want to do next? We have this lady from England, I think.
Oh, yes. Anne Dewhurst is a lady from England. And she was born in Yorkshire, a lovely part of the country, I have to say.
Where were you born?
In Surrey. Surrey is featured in the...
S-U-R-R-E-Y?
Harry Potter books. In the Harry Potter books?
Okay.
They come from Surrey.
Okay.
It's a suburb of London, really, so... I'm from the south, but Yorkshire's the north. And Anne is asking, how did astrology affect her spiritual path, especially with healing?
Well, now, you're an astrologer, but you're also a healer, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
A spiritual healer?
Yes. I'm not sure what I understand the question. How does astrology affect her spiritual path? Astrology can interpret... you know, our the possible spiritual path we take, but how it affects it, you know, is a slightly different question, so I'm not sure how I'm going to answer that, but...
I have her email here in front of me. I guess she wants to know about her house, too. She wants to sell it or something?
Is there any let up for me in the near future and help with selling and buying a house? Right. Do you think I was destined to be on my own? Okay. It's not a great year for buying and selling, I have to say.
And
it's
course,
actually a very spiritual year. It is a year for her to focus on her spiritual path. And what she... That is the sort of highlight in her healing work, which is very, very important to her. And actually, she's a phenomenal... She has phenomenal healing ability. I have to say that. She is really a caring, sensitive person. Enormously sensitive. And she's very super sensitive, almost a lot of psychic ability too. Buying and selling a house, I will say, if she can wait till 2009, it's going to be a much better time for her. Maybe at the end of this year, but right now she's not in a good time for making money, I have to say.
Yeah, we've noticed that.
It's a little bit lean and mean.
If you pay attention to the news, folks, regardless of where you are in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, she might be good for buying, but not for the selling. But it's not, no, the focus at the moment is on the spiritual. But, you know, she's talking about a relationship. Is she destined to be on her own? This actually is a year for her of true love, you know, could come in. Someone older than her, someone more mature, possibly. So she's focusing on things like her spiritual life, on love, and she could well attract someone into her life, someone very important. So it's a kind of romantic possibilities too.
You know, we started out the show with Cynthia, who we called one time. She was on the show, and I think we called this other man, sent us an email too. He's a fan of our UFO shows from, I believe, Nashville, or at least Tennessee. You know,
yes,
who I'm
right.
talking about?
Yes, yeah. Yes. This very bright man.
Yeah, and he sent you an email. I haven't read it all yet. It was,
right.
It was several paragraphs.
That's right, but I have a couple of others, Valerie Venter and Chandra Paswani.
Well, let's do those first, and then we'll close with an old friend,
yeah,
a radio
briefly.
Friend, I mean.
Just briefly, Valerie Venter is from South Africa, and she says she can't listen to the show. Is that right, Jerry?
No, she can listen to it. She just doesn't know that she can listen to it. I think I have listeners in South Africa.
She's wondering if she's going to get married to the man she's seeing at the moment. Actually, I say she could. She's under a marriage vibration right now. If she doesn't get married, she's going to split up with him. It's going to be one way or the other. I know that sounds obvious, but no, it's not, because it's not going to go on and on for the next few years. It's either going to culminate in a marriage, or it's going to culminate, I can't say divorce because they're not married, but it's going to culminate in a breakup. And so she
they'll just move on.
Yeah, so she could even, if it's not working and she hasn't been asked, I mean, why not bring it up to him? She needs to know, and she needs to make, you know, definite plans. So that would be my advice, marriage or not.
You know, a lot of people around the world think of us only as a radio show, like you turn your radio on, and that's not really true. This is new media, and they can hear it anywhere.
Yes, that's what I thought. Yeah,
it's available as an MP3 or a Windows Media download either way.
That's right, and you don't charge, Jerry,
no,
like many other people
no,
who do
we
it.
Don't.
Yeah, I realize that a lot of other people
we're easy.
Do charge. So. Yeah.
Okay, what the other person you had there was?
Paswani, which is Chandra Paswani. And she also wants to focus
now,
on
now, where's this
marriage.
Woman, do you know? Or is it a man?
She is actually in Hong Kong.
Okay. See, we have a huge worldwide audience.
I know.
And you have a huge amount of people from around the world on your list as well, and that check your newsletter. How did they get that newsletter?
How do they?
Yeah.
Well, they just email me, chrissyblaze@msn.com. Or they go to my website, and you can just click something and subscribe, you know.
Okay.
So do that. If you're listening and you're interested, then sign up.
Okay, what about this person in Hong Kong?
Well, actually, we talked about her last time, Jerry, and she said that was very accurate. But she wanted to also now know about her marriage and what the situation will be. And I think...
Is she married
last
now?
Time, yeah, she wants me to focus on her marriage. Yeah, she's too... Her, too, is in a time when... Let me think. Yeah, it's looking a little bit rocky right now. She needs to be talking to her husband and working out what she wants, because there's a possibility of separation going on. And if she wants it to continue, then she needs to be talking. That's my advice.
And well, communication, you know, in my experience is the main problem people have, they don't really... I mean, whether it's a partnership in business or romance or whatever, really the secret, I think, is open communication. If you're not happy with something, you need to tell the people. Or if you're happy, you need to let them know.
Exactly. And also, I want to say this to you, Chandra. You need to learn to compromise too. Marriage is all about compromise, and you are a person who's very strongly, how can I say it? I don't want to say self-centered. I want to say very, you really know who you are. You're very...
in other words, she expects things to go her way, and exactly. Not necessarily in a selfish manner. It's just the way she thinks.
You're very, very strong,
positive person, and
positive.
And you got to, it is a two-way street.
Yeah, you got to learn to give a bit. And if you're not prepared to give a bit, then I'm not sure that it's going to continue. But if you go into another relationship, you're going to have the same
problem.
Thing
come it goes up. On and on. If you notice people who do get divorced, many times they end up with the same sort of mate.
Exactly. So why not try and work it out? And, you know, be prepared to compromise. You are in a time, Chandra, when one learning thing for you is adjustment. Adjustment and compromise is a learning thing that's coming up in your chart now. So maybe, you know, you can really make it work well if you do that.
You know, we have a lot of listeners in Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Oh.
In fact, even
a former
pastor of mine lives in Hong Kong. He's a theological professor, and
oh,
he listens all the time.
Oh good. Well, you have a worldwide audience, that's for sure.
So it's interesting. This fellow from Tennessee, he was very
Harry.
Intellectual, and he wrote some book, and it didn't go anywhere because it was intellectual.
That's right.
And I think he's feeling badly about that, but I think that's just one of the facts of life.
I know, and it's a wonderful-looking book.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, it's expensive, too, and I know why, because it's full of these gorgeous plates, and it's really worth the money.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to invest in it, I mean,
he's done a fantastic job. But it costs a lot of money to do.
It's like he's got this amazing discovery about a redesign of the Earth and the solar system that he's discovered, which he believes lies at the root of the sort of ancient mysteries on Earth. So it's a really important book, I think. He's come up with these extraordinary things. But he's asking me, and I'm reading it now, Jerry, in my experience in the Aetherius Society, because I'm a long-term member of the Aetherius Society.
Yeah, and we've done shows about that, and over on your page where the show can be found, if they want to go back a few years, down at the bottom, we have programs where you dealt exclusively with that Aetherius Society and what they do. And you talked about Dr. King and... all that kind
that's
of
right.
Stuff. So the people that want to know what we're talking about, it's right there.
That's right.
They can go listen to it.
Dr. King was a contactee in the 50s and 60s and until his passing, which was in the mid-1996. And he wants to know, and he received many, many messages, over 600 messages, whether these masters that he channeled ever hinted that the world and the solar system was recently reformed, which Harry has found that it was, you know,
yeah,
through his discoveries, rather than just catastrophically visited by chance asteroids, as so much of the world currently thinks. I'm not aware that they talked about that, but certainly they talked a lot about there being a divine plan and that nothing happens by chance. So the idea of a chance asteroid, no, I mean, there is a cosmic plan, a divine plan for all of us, which includes the planets and the solar systems, and, you know, we're all part of this huge plan of evolution, where we're eventually going back to the God from whence we came, you know. So there's nothing by chance. So on that level, yes, I would agree, there's been, you know, it's a design, if you like, is what he's saying, I think.
Yeah,
he
goes into great detail about these things, and they're not really theological or spiritual by themselves, but they're deep planted thoughts and roots about civilization and galaxies and how things are planned and how they worked. And his book is just phenomenal. And whether you want it ready to believe it or not believe it, it's great to investigate it.
People should read it, yeah, definitely. Can they get a copy on your website, Jerry?
No, but if they email us, we'll get in touch with him. We didn't sell it. It was expensive.
Yeah,
That's his problem he has with it, as you said. It costs a lot of money to put a book out like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's full of plates, and I mean, it's really worth every penny, but it's expensive, yeah.
So anybody that's interested, we'll get him in touch with this fellow, and they can investigate it on their own. So basically, what was he asking you?
Whether the I've ever heard through the Aetherius Society whether the solar system and the Earth were like redone, like whether there was a plan, a plan or redesign.
Yeah,
if
and,
you like.
The answer is
there is a design. Nothing's by chance. I don't believe that there's these chance asteroids, you know. But that I've never heard that specific. That's been redesigned. I haven't heard that word redesign.
Okay.
But certainly that there is a design, yeah, a plan, if you like.
Okay, we're going to be back in a minute with Chrissy Blaze and talk about a couple more things before we leave today. But we do urge people who have questions for our next horoscope show to ask us the questions. I think you've spent a great deal of time on several questions that needed answers, and I thought you gave some pretty good answers, Chrissy.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
And so we'll be back to wrap this up in a minute.
The doors are finally open at ShopJerryPippin.com. Explore our new iShop. It's open and growing. You can use any major credit card or your checking account with our PayPal connection. Our first edition t-shirt selections features 3 different Jerry Pippin UFO files designs. In addition, we will be adding collector t-shirts from select UFO conferences, as well as several novelty items. Check us out at ShopJerryPippin.com.
This is Chrissy Blaze, and this is the Horoscope Show. We want to let everyone know about your personal appearances, Chrissy, so they can come and meet you in person. Where in England will you be again?
I'm going to be at the Festival for Mind, Body, and Spirit in London. It's in Victoria in London. And I'm doing a workshop on how to read your horoscope. It's actually for beginners to astrology and also people who...
Well, now you have a book out like that.
Actually, I do. Yeah, that will be the textbook.
And I think you told me earlier in the show that you might even give away a copy or two of the book to people that register for that thing. They have a drawing or something.
That's right. The first 2 people that book and who send me an email will be, well, everybody who books actually will be put in the drawing, which will be held on my birthday, April the 18th, and I'll send out 2 copies of the book.
Remember that, folks. April 18th, Chrissy's birthday.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, that was a giveaway. And the other thing is...
Your husband's birthday?
He's next week. Thanks for reminding me.
Okay, getting
March
very close, huh?
Yeah.
So he's on the cusp, actually.
Actually, no, he's March the 31st. It's well into Aries, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to be doing that, and we're going to do another horoscope show next month, too, so people can email Chrissy at JerryPippin.com. That's Chrissy, Chrissie, at JerryPippin.com, and we need their date of birth, and where it happened, and what else?
Date, time, if they have it, and place, and also any question.
You need something more or less question-wise to narrow it down.
Yeah, and another thing, the phone number is good because Jerry will call a couple of people, won't you?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
And so if you want to be on the show, be sure and send your phone number. Otherwise, we'll just read an email from you. Chrissy, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Any parting words? Anything else we need to plug?
Oh, well,
you're so busy, I have to ask.
Yeah, I just want to say that if you do want to get my new books, which are Mercury Retrograde and How to Read Your Horoscope in 5 Easy Steps, Jerry very kindly has them available on his website.
Yes, I do. And you just remember ShopJerryPippin.com if you want to go over there too as well. And there's a banner right here on this page where the show is. And you can order it from us. And Chrissy signed the horoscope books.
Yes, that's right. So support Jerry and
that's
support
right.
Me.
Support me.
Yeah,
I'm not a Pisces. Wasn't that the one I was going to get rich in April?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you didn't quite say it that way. Okay. Hey, Chrissy, I've enjoyed it.
Me too, yeah. All the best, Jerry. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be doing another Chrissy Blaze Horoscope Show soon. Our web producer and tape editor was Jane Swartley. Until next time, cheers.